That's cool. Someone turned these on for. Did someone turn these on for us? Great. Could you plug me in? Okay. Thanks. Okay. Okay. And the slogan, like the actual written slogan, or just to embody the idea of the slogan? Putting the fashion in electronics. Right. Yeah, like a lot of what I've read and prepared for this meeting fits in really closely with what Craig's just gone over. So in part, I could give you some of my personal preferences, but I could also add some to this, which is just about sort of market research. But anyway, we might come to that later. And clunky in what sense? Like heavier or larger? I see, so it's more just basic. Right, okay. Yeah. Yeah, sure. Which was that? Up the numbers or the up down? Yeah. Yeah. We don't. Yeah. Well, I think essentially what we're doing right now is we're categorizing. We're saying, well, we want this to be a product that offers all the sort of the more tricky features, but we want them to be in another area. Is that right? Is that what we're doing? We're kind of like sorting them out. Or are we actually eliminating things we just don't want the product to have? Yeah. Yeah. Well, one way I would look at this would be that we approach the different controls in terms of like control types, so that for the user it's very clear what they want to do, where they go. And also think maybe a little bit about sort of what would just want to be easily accessible. For example, if we had audio controls, those could be something people set up very rarely. Maybe they're in a little area, but covered up. Things like channel and volume are used all the time, so we just have them right out on top, very sort of self-explanatory. So maybe we need to think about having three or more groupings of controls, you know, like one which are just the habitual ones that should be right within your natural grip, and others that are also available, and then others that are concealed, something like that. Yeah. Sure. Can this plug come across? No. So why don't I just pick up and move then? Yeah, I'll just. Why don't I just. Can you go behind me? I know. This is so this I'm all in a knot now. Okay. So I can say already, I don't know whether this is for good or for bad, but there'll be a lot of kind of redundancy in the issues and the things. Yeah, which is not necessarily a bad thing, but maybe what I've already started doing is I created a slide in my presentation here, so that we kind of think, well, what's the cumulative effect of what we've taken from your ideas and mine? Because certainly I have a hard time separating things completely. Obviously, what you've just told me impacts a lot on what, like market research that I've been. So how do I get this up? Okay. All right. So F8. Oh, and F8. Okay. Okay, I think that's doing it now. Again? Okay. Okay, great. Okay, just before I bring this up, what I'll just say is what I've done is tried to collect some information so that I can then relay this to you guys so that it's now becomes a collective thing, and then kind of lead us in the direction of deciding, okay, what are our options? What should we decide? And do you know what I mean? So. Okay. Okay. All right. Okay. So, does that make sense? So what I basically got is I've just looked into some information and sort of tried to think about how we could review it and how we could and what kind of decisions we could take away from it, and then maybe by the end of just looking at some of these things, we can think about what are our priorities, because certainly there's lots of different information to go through. So, I'm thinking here about primarily about customer needs, that we start with the customer and what they want and what are issues with existing products. To think about trends and also about try and connect that, as you see, with the company vision, which is about fashion and electronics. And then, as I say, we'd like to prioritize our design features from this. And okay, so this is what I found here. A lot of this is new to me, so we'll just read through together. Users dislike the look and feel of current remote controls, so they find them ugly. Most people find them ugly. The vast majority would spend more money for it to look fancy as well. We'll see later. Vast majority of people would spend more money for slightly more intuitive controls, such as voice recognition. Okay, we'll look at that in a second. Most people use only a very slim portion of all the controls. So I guess what we're looking at here is people want this technology. They tend to use the most simple controls, and overall, they find remote controls to be something they don't doesn't really appeal to them. So I think what we're doing is we're trying to take, like, for me, this is sort of like three different inspirations. One is that we want something that's high tech, but we want it to seem easy, and in spite of the primitive side of it and the very high tech side, we want it to just be an appealing piece of equipment in people's hands. Frustrations, they get lost a lot, so as it came up in our last meeting. Takes time to learn how to use them. This is why I mentioned when Craig was showing us some ideas that we actually try and group control, so that it doesn't just look like a big panel, kind of like when you look at a new computer keyboard or something, that it's quite explanatory. If you want audio, if you want visual, you have those. And I will admit, I don't know what RSI stands for. No, that did not come up at all. So here's another sort of a review here of the main things. I also found that most people would, adults at least, would pay more for voice recognition. Now, apparently we do have access to all the cutting-edge technology and remote control, so I don't know if that's possible. We might consider getting into it. And And again, here, as we sort of move, sort of think, start thinking about how we want to sell and market this, I think a recurring theme here is the company wants it to be, wants us to make something that's fashionable and sleek and trendy. People, additionally, aren't liking the appearance of their product. So we want to think about, as we take all the sort of the techie features, how we can put that into a unit which is which people like. You know, they like the aesthetics and the ergonomics. Yeah. Yeah, so you know, just looking at what Craig's ideas there sort of tell me that maybe what we want to do is try and separate the different things that we want to include in this. So if we do say, well, we want there to be all the technology, well, we try and make that almost be like optional technology. You know, it's like I find a lot of TVs these days, something really nice about them is if you want to just turn them on and off, you can. But they have little panels where you click, and there's just like tons of features. You go through. Yeah.
Sets of functions together, and that's cool.
Yeah, that's sort of, but my hope here is that I'm putting out this information so that we can then say, okay, well, how do we collectively move on with it? I haven't brought out one specific marketing idea, although my sense is that what we should try and think about is, what are the current trends in materials and shapes and styles, and then use that, but not let that confine us technologically. So, all right. Any comments on all of that? That's
One of the things that we have to decide on by the end of the meeting is who we're going to be, who's our target audience, our target market.
Yeah.
So if we want something that looks good and is easy to use but has is fairly powerful product or whatever, who do we really want to aim that at?
Okay. Where's the money? Maybe.
Yeah, who would have the money to spend?
Yeah.
Well, if
And who watches TV?
25 euro is our starting price, if you have to move on, I'm not really sure how much that would entail at. But you want it's somebody who's not going to just use the remote that comes with their telly, I suppose, they're going to actually go out and buy one.
Yeah.
So who do you think we're aiming this at?
I think it would maybe reach their high-end market in terms of people, because 25 euros for a remote, how much is that?
About 16, 17 pounds, I think.
Is that a lot of money to buy an extra remote or a replacement remote?
Not really.
So maybe not the high-end range, but maybe middle up-ish
Okay.
kind of. How much? I don't know. I guess you pay about 10 for a remote. Like a simple replacement.
Yeah.
I mean, if you lost your remote, then the first thing you just want to go
Yeah.
after.
This kind of touches on your comments there, David. These are the age groups which we have information on, and this is a table of what people would pay more for a certain feature. Just gives us a rough idea of where the will to spend money on TV equipment is, mostly focused around the 25 age group.
So do you think we're aiming in a fairly young market then?
Sort of young professional kind of
Yeah.
market.
Okay. Do you think then voice recognition is something we should really seriously consider? What do you think, Craig?
Yeah, that's yeah. It does fit with the market that we're sort of identifying in terms of.
So let's target these
Okay.
people and give them what they want,
Yeah.
because
Sure.
there needs to be some kind of
Sure.
selling point to it.
Yeah.
So, anybody, anything to add? Just kind of young professionals, like if we are going to include future information, it's kind of from 15 to 35, seems to be like a really high response to that. So we could say like
I
this
think
our target.
25 to 35 is fairly adequate because
Yeah.
that's more than half your group of people who are willing to at least try
Yeah.
and use your technology.
Yeah.
Okay, so 15 to 35, fairly young,
Yeah.
where they have a bit of disposable income to spend on this sort of thing.
I
think perhaps that age group is significant as well because those are people who use a computer, who are familiar with computers in their everyday work. I mean, people who are maybe about, I wouldn't say 35, but people who are about 40-ish and above now would not
Yeah.
be so dependent and reliant on a computer or
Yeah,
broadband
sure.
or anything like that. So these are people who are gadgety, right? People who are growing up used to, in schools and in universities, when they go into their working lives,
Yeah.
people who
So
learn from
not
TV.
Yeah.
That's a good point. Okay. So so shall we make the decision to include speech recognition?
If we can.
I think one thing we should try not to avoid is not to say we have to use speech recognition right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because based on what everybody's saying, right, you want something simple. You want basic stuff, and you want something that's easy. Speech recognition might not be the simplest thing.
Right.
For somebody to use.
Could it be an on-off thing? Like, if you want it on. Yeah.
We're trying to lock ourselves into a particular kind of technology.
Yeah.
Rather than focusing on exactly what are the features that we're
yeah.
say.
Sure.
Say speech recognition is good for this, speech recognition is not good for this.
Sure.
Maybe we should ask
yeah.
that we think about speech recognition.
Sure.
And it's something that can be used to fulfill a function, but
uh-huh.
at the end of the day, we don't look at the technology, but
yeah.
we look at the function first.
Okay.
Sure. Yep.
Okay, well, do you want to give us your presentation and then we can.
Yeah.
Might have been a good idea to so all deliver our presentations and then discuss.
Yeah, it's good. Well, it's good to get ideas out while they're fresh in mind. Yeah, and not losing, and also it helps in terms of people not losing this, you know, they're saying, oh, I lose it in the couch.
Yeah.
It's like we're kind of, what we're sort of getting into here is mating different design features together. That they right. Oh, really, you've seen one before.
I think in a practical way, we kind of know what it is. We've used it. We're familiar with it, but we haven't narrowed down exactly what the things we're trying to fulfill. Besides the basics, I think back in the back of our minds, we know what the basics are: it's to change channels, it's to change volume. But in like specifics, right, which one of the basics are you trying to target?
Mm-hmm.
Are there certain parts of the basics that are more important or less important than the basics? And I just the idea is just to get everybody to. I usually have a design as there as a basic, so you know things that to start everything going. But I guess everybody does have some ideas, so I don't think there's a need for that. Okay, this finding things is a little bit confusing, so I'll go into the diagram first. It just explains how the process goes through from the basic technology point of view, the basic steps that you need, and the diagram. This slide probably works better. Okay, you need some power source, your battery or something, to keep it going. And that power source is important because it ties you down to how long the device will last.
Uh-huh.
It ties you down perhaps a bit later on in terms of the technologies, how far you can transmit the signal or the complexity of the
mm-hmm.
functions that you want. Like for example, voice recognition, right? That might be constrained because that you might need to power the phone, you need to power other things. So that's one perhaps constraint there. Okay, the basic thing is there's a user interface where people punch a button or talk into it or smile to it or blink their eyes, whatever, you know, and that picks up an input from the user. A series of logic has to decide what the user is telling the device, and the device has to, you know, based on you push button A, so I will do something with button A, so maybe button
mm-hmm.
A is a power button. And then it needs to be able to send the signal out to the device itself, which is the receiver here. And I think that's about it in terms of my design. It's fairly general. And I guess the purpose of this is also not to restrict you
mm-hmm.
in the way you're thinking, like voice recognition, right? If it's something which is important, then we just add more power, rather than having to think that we don't have enough power. So it's not really constrained in that sense.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, these are functionally.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm.
So I guess the rest of it, I think we should maybe you want to go back to what the functions are. I think that's
okay.
more relevant to the discussion.
Well, do you want to finish that?
Sure. And like on the, I mean, since we're on the topic of the technology, are there any like, what are our options? What is in, is this the only way that we go about it, or are there other,
These aren't technology options in that sense.
right,
This is just
the basic principle
basic
of,
principles and
okay,
basic components that are needed.
right.
For example, if you needed to add a voice recognition, right, then your user interface would be split broken down into more
Okay.
components, right? Which you have a microphone, a VR
Okay.
and stuff like that.
So it's just really hard to kind of modularize it
Yeah,
like
yeah. So each component represents one function. But I
Okay.
think the basic functions of the logic, the transmitter, and the receiver, okay, and the power are things that you won't have to care about.
Yeah.
And those are things that, based on what your user interface requires, then we'll add more functionality to it. There might be one other consideration, which would be the transmission between the remote control and the TV, for example. Okay,
Okay.
are we going to restrict ourselves to using the traditional technologies of an infrared thing, because that's something you need to actually be physically pointing it to,
Right.
right?
Well, one way that was expressed in the new requirements is that if we made this too complex, it would affect how long it took us to get this to market. So I suspect it might be a good idea is to restrict our kind of our creative influence on this, on the user interface, and not worry so much about how we transmit it. Because I mean, it's tried and tested infrared, so.
There might be one other problem with the transmission, in particular right now, since we're talking about voice recognition. If somebody's going to talk to the device, you ideally want them to hold it to them.
Right.
You may not require that, but
Right.
it's something very natural, I guess. To hold it, to signal to the user and push a button maybe to start talking about it. Then you need to send the signal out. So because if you're using infrared, the line of sight, say the TV's at that chair and I'm standing in front of here and the transmitter is here,
Yeah.
it blocks it. So in that sense, there's not really a restriction, but it's something
Right.
which you may have to think about later on in the process,
Okay.
not so much right now.
And just a clarification before we finish this, is our controller, is it have the option of being on a standard frequency as all of the other equipment, so that the one controller can control
There's not much
several pieces of equipment?
specific information, but I think that one, the indication of infrared means that you're just targeting traditional devices.
Yeah.
Because infrared is something which everybody has.
Well, we've in the new requirement spec, we've said just a
Just
frequency
a
only.
TV, okay.
Nothing else that should do for now, I think.
Okay.
Something I was wondering about is the power. Is it worth considering having a charging unit as opposed to just regular batteries? I mean, is that something you really want to go into, you think, or should we just consider
There's
running
okay
on regular batteries?
from a component point of view, there's added complexity and you add cost to it. And then there's probably the fact that you need another physical component. You need a docking cradle, for example, for you to put it into charge, or you need to get the user to plug it in. And most users are already used to the idea of buying batteries and putting it into the controller. But unless the controller is going to consume a lot of batteries, like he's going to run through like 20 batteries a month, then I don't think rechargeable is something we should,
Yeah.
really need
So
to
just stick to
care
regular
about.
batteries. Okay. Right. So basically, I'm just going to just recap what I said at the start. Was that the whole point of this meeting was to absolutely finalize who we're going to aim this at and
Okay.
what exactly the product's going to do.
Okay.
So just to recap on, are we all happy about the idea of aiming the product at the 15 to 35 bracket?
Yeah, that's good.
And also the actual functions of what it's going to do. Do you want to recap on that, Craig?
I'm going to just say this really very briefly as possible. On off, up and down channel, up and down volume, and skip to a channel.
And is it going to include any of the more advanced features, or are we going to eliminate those?
I think we include mute, but apart from that, I think we just go for the simpleness.
Okay. But
Yeah, I think.
is it not an option still that we include some things just as a sort of under a door
Yeah,
or something?
it's optional.
'Cause what I'd be a bit worried about is if someone was had previously developed habits of expecting to control surround sound or this and that with their controller, and then they you know, they get ours, and it doesn't have that. I don't know if that'd be a problem. Yeah, okay.
One would be audio controls, one would be video controls,
okay.
And the other one would be a device. This may not map very well to advanced functionality, especially, but I think that from a manufacturer's point of view, from
yeah.
a person designing the device, but I think from the point of view of a person using a device, you know, a TV is something they see and something they hear, and it's something they do other things to, like turn it on and turn it off.
Yeah.
You know, like
right.
So what we could have is like three buckets, right? Where you could throw things into, like if we want this feature, let's throw it into there.
Yeah.
And then from there decide whether it's basic or it's non-basic.
Okay, okay, I like
it
that.
It might help with the visualization.
Okay.
And it would actually help with the component building.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, great.
I guess just to confirm, let me know what we're doing in the next 7 minutes after lunch anyway. For our industrial designer, you're going to be thinking about the components concept, user interface designer, you're going to be thinking about a user interface, or if you've been thinking about triangle, which and then I'll get specific instructions as well. So, I mean, just to ask now,
Yeah, I just wanted to ask then before we wrap up, should we agree for sake of sort of clarity and when we resume that we'll use this idea David's proposed where we think of these three sort of buckets and
yeah,
anything we discuss about them is sort of okay, we're talking about this. Should we do that then?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Just about the three buckets, what would go in the device functions one? Things like on off. Because they don't have anything to do with what you see. I mean, in terms of picture and the entertainment value, you know, so...
And channel.
And channel.
Right.
Because the on-off also goes, you know, like on-off like power, not on-off sound, not on-off video. Although you don't turn off the video on your TV, but you might want to, you know, turn off the sound, say you want to pick up the phone, there's a mute button, right? So you have a choice of putting it onto others or a device. Device is basically anything which we can't categorize, right?
Okay, so you're going to have audio, which is going to be like, you know, bass settings and
mm-hmm.
actual...
Yeah, anything to do with what you hear, right?
Mm-hmm.
You put that into audio.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
And
then
video is anything that you can see.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so brightness, contrast,
yep.
things like
color,
that.
Yeah.
And then just actual device things
yep.
like
sure.
the channel you're watching,
sure.
and on and off,
yep.
Okay.
Stuff And then I suppose quite likely what would happen is in the device category, there might be some which are just like the habitual standard and then others which are maybe a bit more...
Like random, which
yeah.
no other place to put.
Sure,
we
okay.
need somewhere there.
Okay.
Even if it doesn't map very clearly, what happens is that people at least have some in their mind. It's easy to use. I think that's one thing. That, and I guess from the component point of view, it's easy to build as well because things are like fixed.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Now we get to go find out what was picked up for lunch for us.